Oh my gosh, you guys, calm down, calm down. Oh, you're too kind, really. Everyone, sit down. All right. Listen, everyone, welcome to Late Night Live. I'm your host, Drew Hahn, flying a titch solo. I don't have my producer with me, but I do have someone else on board, and that is Jamie. She's going to join me a little later in the podcast here for a new segment we're titled, What You Watching? And I have a lot to get to in a little bit of time, so before we get to Jamie, I do want to quickly point out that Appleton, Wisconsin was just named by livability.com as one of the top 100 places to be living. Isn't that pretty cool? I think that's awesome. I've always raved about Appleton, and that just like solidifies it even more. And if I could quote just a little tidbit from the article, something that I think we all need to remind ourselves during these cold, long winters, is that it points out that though the winters do get cold and snowy, people in Appleton have learned to embrace it and have found hundreds of ways to get outside and enjoy the season. The cold also makes residents that much more appreciative of warmer months. There's rarely a summer day that passes without a concert, festival, or market somewhere in Appleton as the residents make the most of the spring and summer months. Isn't that the truth? Okay, we got lots to get into. So I want to get to a song first, and it kind of commemorates Appleton. It's by Wild Adriatic. You know, we've been talking about them a lot in the podcast. I've played this before. I want to play it again just because it's about Appleton, or named after our namesake, Appleton. Here we go. And when we come back, Jamie joins me. I cannot wait, folks. everybody, welcome to the Drew Han Show. I have Jamie back with me. How you doing, girl?
Woo woo! You know, I'm always good.
Oh, we know that.
I have life on the easy street. Just got done with some homework, so.
Oh, that's good. What are you going to do with the rest of your night now?
Probably do my new addiction, which is the Mario, the Nintendo Switch.
Oh, okay. Ooh, what you playing on there?
Well, we play two different Mario games. We have Mario Odyssey, and then there's another Mario game.
Oh, I've always wanted to check those out.
Oh. It's addicting. Oh. So if you have time on your hands.
Yeah, I should come over here some Saturday, you know.
Yeah.
Just play some video
games. We should have a game night.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
We actually been thinking about, like, getting another controller so we can have, like, a friend game night.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm here with Jamie. I want to do a new segment on the show. It's, you know, about the latest and greatest things on TV. I'm going to call it What You Watching. So, and Jamie's a bit of a TV savant, I feel. So, Jamie, what you watching?
I am a TV savant, by the way. I've been watching TV since I was a newborn. I feel like me and TV, I have had a deep connection.
Not since you were before a newborn.
But what I'm watching is the Netflix series Sex Education.
Okay, yes, I heard you talk about this a little bit. I have not gotten into it yet, but tell me and my listeners why we should be watching this show.
Well, sex for one.
Oh.
There's a lot of sex scenes. Granted, they're supposed to be teenagers, so it is a little weird, but it's like if you went to high school and your high school was all sexually charged up and one kid's teacher was a relationship sex expert.
Okay.
And so it's funny. There's a lot of funny moments.
Okay. Drama, too?
Drama. Yep. There's lots of drama.
Okay. Now, my understanding is this a British series?
Yes. It is British.
Okay.
Which it makes it more fun because, like, who doesn't love accents?
Oh, I mean, love a good accent.
You know, who doesn't love a good accent?
It's just very, very sexy.
I love a cup of tea.
Yeah, all right. Oh, tea and crumpets. Fish and chips. Do they have fish and chips in the show?
I don't think so.
No fish and chip dinners.
I don't think so.
No? That's a bummer. Just the tea, then. Okay, so it's a serial. It's not an anthology series. Like, every episode is not different. It's a story arc over all the episodes. You know what I'm talking about?
You're using terminology.
Oh, well, like an anthology?
But it's like a continuation. Like, okay. It's not like...
Each episode's not a different story.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, like, the beginning, you get interested in all the characters, and then you just kind of fall in love with them, and... Okay. Or hate them. There's a couple of characters that you want to hate. Yeah. It's funny because, like, I think you're, like, programmed to want to hate the mom character because of how, like, intrusive she is on her son. And she's writing a story about him, which is also kind of funny. But it's just funny.
Okay. And so there's just one season out there right now?
Yeah.
Okay. How many episodes usually?
I think there's, like, eight episodes.
Eight episodes. Any word on if it's renewed for another season?
No word yet. I hope it is, though.
Okay.
I mean, there's so many places they could take this. I mean, I guess... Well, yeah, because they did leave some cliffhangers, so it'll probably be renewed.
Oh, cool. Well, that'll be good. I'm kind of intrigued to get into this. You've really talked about it a lot, you know, so. But I have to say, the last recommendation you gave me was Dumplin'.
Dumplin' was good.
I watched Dumplin', but I think you overhyped it for me just a little bit. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
It was still cute, don't get me wrong, but I was like, you tend to spill a lot of it before I've even seen it, so your impression of Dumplin'. Really sunk in, so I was really expecting Jennifer Aniston to hit that a little harder than she did.
Oh, yeah, I guess. You're right. Sometimes I don't agree with you, but this time I agree with you, yeah. I think Dumplin' was, like, hyped up to me, so then I figured I had to hype it up to others just to get people to watch it.
Okay.
But it was good. It wasn't, like, outstanding. It was, you know.
It was cute.
It was cute. It was cute and emotional.
And
I cried a little.
Nice to see Jennifer Aniston in that kind of role, too, I thought.
Yeah.
So.
Not America's Sweetheart, more of a
bitchy
role. Yeah. Edited. We's gonna have that bitch word out.
Yeah, we won't say that.
Beep,
we will.
Beep.
What else was I just gonna ask you about? Oh, have you watched Bird Box?
No,
I haven't
watched Bird Box because I've heard people tell me not to. Whoa. They say it's stupid.
Well, just it's Sandra Bullock, though.
I know.
And there's 100 memes out there for this Bird Box.
I know.
So we just gotta watch it.
Right.
Anyway.
It is. Yeah. There's a lot of hype. But people say not to watch it.
Whatever. Well, they're just because they don't want anyone else to see how good it is, probably.
I don't know.
It's got to be good.
Bird Box. Intense. I don't know.
Come on.
I don't know. What the hell kind of name is Bird Box?
Well, we have to watch and find out.
There better be a good, like, reason for it to be Bird Box.
Oh, gosh.
There better be some dead birds in this movie.
Jamie just wants dead birds.
In box. Dead birds in a box.
Well,
Jamie, that's how we know we can't see things. Well, there's dead birds. They must have looked at these birds. Must have looked at something and died. We better blindfold ourselves.
That was all because of the birds.
Huh? Yeah.
The birds are just falling out of the sky. What are they looking at? Don't look. Put them in a box. That's the movie, right?
Oh, it's birds. Yep, I'm pretty sure that's the what's the word?
Premise?
The premise of the movie is
okay, well, now,
just a bunch of birds falling from the sky that they just put in boxes.
Next time I want to ask you what you're watching. We both should have watched Bird Box by then, and we can compare our theory of the movie to what really happened.
Yeah.
Maybe there's no birds. There's probably no birds.
I know.
They probably don't even exist because of the theme of the movie. You know.
I just got to know why Bird Box.
It's not a tweet in sight. Jamie, I got one thing. You want to know what I'm watching?
Yeah, what are you watching?
I think you should watch it. It's a new series on the CW. It's called Roswell, New Mexico.
Oh.
Ah, it's really good. And, like you told me about Sex Education, you didn't really mention in here, there's some gay love, you know, in Sex Education. Yeah. There's a good gay love arc on Roswell. Like, I ate it right up. Hook, line, and sinker. I thought this was CW. I thought we were going to stick with conservative values, you know, not throw any gay characters in there, you know. And they did. At the end, they got me. And it was hot. They're two hot men. And I was just excited. The love story between the two main characters are straight, and it's really good. But then they have this gay couple in there as well. And I was like,
yes. I'll think about it. I think they should bring back, like, Buffy and
I think they're redoing
Angel.
Buffy.
That'd be good.
I know. I never watched Angel. Buffy too much, but I did like Angel. Yeah.
How could you not like Angel?
Oh, he's a
That's the reason I watch TV. It's really yummy guy characters.
Right,
let's be real.
Did you watch Bones then?
Yeah.
Oh, I never watched Bones. Okay.
It was kind of boring.
That's kind of what I thought.
Yeah.
What's his name?
David Boreanaz.
Yeah, like he's hot, but I just didn't think I could get into Bones.
Well, then the other character, the Bones of Bones, whatever her name was. She was so weird, and it was hard to, like, relate with her. And hard to figure, like, David Boreanaz would fall in love with Bones because she's so weird.
Okay. Wow.
I guess David Boreanaz likes those weird Buffy the Vampire Slayer chicks.
Yeah.
I could be his Buffy.
I'll be his Buffy. He can buff me any day.
Right? Ooh.
All right. Well, thank you, Jamie, for filling us in on what you're watching.
Yeah, definitely. Everybody out there, I don't care what anybody else in this podcast said, you watch Sex Education.
All right, we'll do. We'll talk to you later, Jamie.
All right, thanks, Drew.
Bye.
Smooches. Doodle.
Oh, I want to thank my best friend and Jamie. Words are not coming to me. I just want to thank Jamie for joining me on the podcast for that segment, What You Watching. Portions of this podcast were previously recorded. I just had to put that disclaimer out there. I don't have much for time, and I wanted to get another song in, and it's already going to cut off this other song, but I wanted to make sure I squeezed in just an ounce or two of it because it's a really good song. It's by J.D. Eicher. It's called Kid. He's got a new album coming out this Friday. A lot of new music coming up, but his album drops Friday, and so I want you to go check that out. This song is available to listen to. I hope you enjoy it, and don't forget to like my Facebook page, The Drew Han Show, if you haven't already. That's how you get the alerts for new episodes, and subscribe on all the platforms where you listen to podcasts. It's The Drew Han Show, Apple, Google. Go get it. All right, you guys, I'll talk to you later. This is J.D. Eicher. Smooches!
You're learning the hard way. Even though you mean well, doesn't mean it goes well. And you think it ought to mean something. You give and you give, and it turns into nothing. You're starting out to realize this isn't what you thought it was. You're starting now to feel like giving up. Kid, you're one of the good guys, the last of your own kind. You gotta hold on. Kid, no one's gonna thank you. No one's gonna